I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. In his homily opening the Synod of Bishops, Pope Francis encouraged bishops to be signs of hope and joy for today's young people and to not allow, quote, prophets of doom to weigh them down. The Pope told Synod participants that young people are in need of help in tackling the challenges they face and that participants should take part in Synod discussions with open ears. The Synod, which will last until October 28th, will be focusing on, quote, young people, the faith, and vocational discernment. Two bishops from mainland China will be at the Synod, the first from China to ever attend one. Following a ruling by the United Nations Court that the United States lifts sanctions on Iran, the Trump administration announced it will be ending a 1955 treaty with Iran that aims at encouraging better economic relations between the two countries and regulating diplomatic ties. The termination of the treaty is seen as a mostly symbolic move that underscores the worsening relationship between Iran and the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo criticized the complaint that Iran brought to the International Court of Justice that claimed the U.S. sanctions were a violation of the treaty, calling the allegation groundless. National Security Advisor John Bolton added that the Trump administration will also be pulling out of an amendment to the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations that Iran, Palestine, and other countries could use to sue the U.S., saying the amendment violates U.S. sovereignty. FireEye, a U.S. security firm, warned that a North Korean hacking group has stolen hundreds of millions of dollars since 2014 by getting into the computer systems of banks around the world using attacks that have extended over 11 countries at minimum. The security firm stated that the group is still operating and poses a, quote, active global threat. Last month, the Justice Department charged a North Korean hacker for their role in attacks that included stealing $81 million from Bangladesh's central bank and the virus that brought down Britain's National Health Service. The Trump administration has named North Korea, along with Russia, Iran, and China, as one of the major online threats to the United States. California Governor Jerry Brown has stated he will not be signing the bill SB 320, which would have required student health centers at public universities to offer abortion-inducing drugs. By not signing, the governor is essentially vetoing it. Brown, who is a Catholic that supports keeping abortion legal, stated because the services required by the bill are widely available off-campus and at an average reasonable distance of 5 to 7 miles, the bill is not necessary. The California Catholic Conference has been vocal in its opposition to the bill, saying the drugs could cause students to deliver fetal remains in their homes, dorms, or public restrooms, which would place them at a higher risk for complications. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.